Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. He, of course, is the author of the latest story, the Drudge Report, picked up from Infowars.com, The Ecstasy of Empire. And at the end of the article, you can link through at Amazon.com and get the powerful book, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds. It details how this country is, why this country is disintegrating. Okay, Dr. Roberts, you were getting into the third way they plan to finance all of this, so the point of no return. Go ahead.
All right, it's the Greek crisis. You know, the Greeks got heavily in debt, and so the New York investment banks and the hedge funds, made a run on them, caused the Greek crisis. And then the New York investment banks and hedge funds multiplied the Greek crisis into the euro crisis. And the financial press, of course, became an adjunct to the Treasury's financing needs, and they spread all over that, the euro is going, the euro won't last. And the euro collapsed dramatically against the dollar. Well, this caused all kinds of individuals and foreign central banks who had been holding euros as reserves, as an alternative to the dollar, to flee the euro and flee into the dollar. That means buying treasury bonds. So the United States government was able to use its private financial apparatus to finance its deficit by drawing funds out of Europe.
But you said at the time it wouldn't last, and it didn't.
No, it doesn't. But you see, they may next start on Spain and Ireland and Portugal. So they can keep it going, and as long as they have some country in the EU that's sufficiently indebted that the financial press can create the image of a disaster, and that the hedge funds and the investment banks can make money by shorting or driving down. So as long as they can produce these flights of fear from other countries' holdings and from other currencies into the dollar, they can keep this going. But, of course, it is limited. It can't go on forever. And so what I think, the way they're playing this game, is that the decline of the United States will be sudden, because the minute there's no longer any way to finance the deficit, it means they have to print the money. The minute they do that, the dollar is no longer the reserve currency.
What about China? I see them hyping that China is going to have a depression, and I see them talking about trying to manipulate China, but China's our biggest holder, and I've seen China getting angry, devaluing the U.S. Treasuries and EU Treasuries in the last month.
Well, that's correct. And today there's an article on Global Research about we keep trying to provoke them militarily, and we're making them very angry. If you think about the behavior of the United States government, it is irrational. It does look to be desperate. I don't think they would succeed in driving assets out of China into the United States. I don't think that's possible. But who knows? Nevertheless, when they no longer can produce a flow into dollars or into U.S. Treasury bonds out of some fear or some hyped crisis, that's when the financing problem hits, and that's when the dollar ceases to be the reserve currency. And the minute that happens, we can't pay our import bill. And so the supply of goods and services in the United States from abroad are greatly curtailed. And this, of course, includes petroleum.
Dr. Roberts, we've got one more segment with you. You've been very gracious to give us your expertise and, of course, your great articles that we're posting at Infowars.com. We're going to come back and talk about this desperate game they're playing, and they are trying to start a war with China, and they're not Iraq, they're not Iran. We'll talk about that straight ahead with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Stay with us.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, you found it, the real deal. Patriots defending the Republic, the free market, our Bill of Rights and Constitution. This is the tip of the spear in the battle for the Republic. Thank you for joining us. The reason we're having so much success at waking people up worldwide is because you're spreading the word about the radio broadcast, the films, our guest, the information we cover. Don't forget the free iPhone app. Even if you don't have an iPhone, you can send it to friends and family that do, where they can listen how they want, when they want, and there's the free podcast at InfoWars.com. We're talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and he was getting into all these news stories saying China wants to attack the U.S. China's our enemy. We've got to get ready. They may attack us. That's in the Associated Press today that the Pentagon says China may launch an attack. Now they're Al-Qaeda. After these very same corporate globalists had tax incentives and everything they could to move everything offshore, not for free trade, but to cannibalize our economy. Now, more and more, we've got to go into Pakistan. We've got to attack Iran. Bolton says 8 days. Now he says 3 days in the Jerusalem Post. We've got to have war with Syria. We've got to do it. The media says Al-Qaeda's about to hit, and Obama's going to have to take your rights. We can really see them playing the false flag card. I had former top-level CIA analyst David McMichael on earlier, and he agreed. He said, we are in the prime danger of the government staging a terror attack. So Dr. Roberts, speaking about Iran, China, all of this and the method to their madness, but they're now trying to pick fights with people that have hundreds, if not thousands, of nuclear weapons. Pakistan's got more than 20 with medium-range delivery systems. China's got conservatively 2,000. I mean, these people may end the world. I mean, look at Cheney launching the attack through the proxy Georgia against the Russian-held South Ossetia and Abkhazia. I mean, you know, they really are lunatics.
Exactly, they're lunatics. Dangerous lunatics, and they're playing all the fear cards. It's, you know, it's just like George Orwell's 1984, Big Brother. There are wars everywhere, or at least the people are told there are. You never really know in the book whether those wars exist or they're just propaganda to keep the people under control. But they're lunatics. That's exactly the case. Alex, let me add, I left out one other way they can keep this financing of the deficit going for another year, and that is they can confiscate part of our remaining private pensions on the grounds that they are accumulating tax-free and that they shouldn't be tax-free. So they can do that. Also, they could require the pension fund managers to use our pensions to purchase treasury bonds. So that's another financing means they have that I suspect they will resort to as they get more desperate.
Well, to interrupt, you said that here on this show 3 years ago. It's now Bloomberg admits 3 months ago that the feds are ordering private pension funds to, quote, invest in failed banks. The Chicago Tribune said, oh, the state has changed the law. And they gave the subsection, I read it on air yesterday, where the state doesn't have to give state workers their pension. I mean, if they try that, you talk about a recipe for revolution.
Yes, it's more of the let them eat cake. If you look at people whose pensions were hurt by the dot-com bubble, by the real estate bubble, by the subprime derivative bubble, they haven't got that much left. So if they come in and levy a tax on the pensions on the grounds that they haven't been taxed, or they require the pension fund managers to use the pensions to buy worthless government paper, that's more provocation and more reason that I think Salenti's point that when people have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And that's generally when you get a revolution. Now, to get back to your point, I really don't think the United States military wants to have a war with Iran. They certainly don't want to have one with China. The people pushing this are the neoconservatives who have this sort of empire ideology. They're totally unrealistic. We haven't the resources for an empire. And the military security complex, they push it because they of the profits on the munitions and the warplanes and everything else. And, of course, they're related to the Pentagon. But the generals themselves, or at least most of them, have, I think, too much sense. And they've not been very supportive of the notion of attacking Iran. If you notice carefully statements of the top generals, you don't find a whole lot of support.
Yeah, Mullen has even told the Israelis it's nuts. Fox Fallon refused and resigned 3 years ago or 2 years ago. So it's incredible.
So they certainly won't want to start anything with China. It's not clear to me that China would even have to fight, that they could probably defeat us just by dumping their $2 trillion worth of U.S. assets, because that would be the end of the dollar.
So what do you see in closing as the final bubble to pop? I mean, are you saying it's going to be the Treasury note bubble?
The final bubble to pop is when they cannot finance the government deficit except by printing money. Now, when the Federal Reserve directly buys the bond, the new government bonds, it pays for them by creating checking accounts for the Treasury, which the Treasury immediately spends. So that money goes directly into circulation. It's different from when the Federal Reserve buys bonds from the banks, relying on the banks to use the reserves to make loans and to create money that way. But when the banks don't have any creditworthy customers to lend to, they just sit on the reserves. But if they buy the new bonds directly from the Treasury, the money directly goes into circulation and starts driving up prices. And I think the deficit is going to be much bigger next year because the economy is not recovering. It's going to, in my opinion, opinion of Gerald Celente, and opinion of John Williams, who's the, probably the best statistician on this, we're about to move down substantially further. So the budget deficit has to be financed will be bigger than $1.5 trillion.
And a war would be politically expedient for the election, but not good for the deficit, correct?
They can't finance the war. They can't finance the current deficit. Except, by the way, the means that I gave you, and they're all short-term, and some of them, such as confiscating people's pensions, will produce more revolution, more tendency toward noncompliance. So I think that they're out far on a limb, and they were led out there by the arrogance of the neoconservatives, by the complicity of the mainstream media, by the utter stupidity of the Congress, and by the greed of the military security complex in Wall Street. And that's why we're in this fix. That is the only reason. Those are the reasons that we're in this fix.
And in a fix, one small caveat, we're going to let you go, and we appreciate your time. We saw that the Harvard Endowment dumped all of their Israeli stock holdings, and then some Muslim groups came out and said, oh, that's because of the Israeli boycott that's picking up steam worldwide. But Harvard just said, no, we don't see this as good investments. But that can't be a good omen to not just see Harvard, but other big institutions racing away from Israel.
Yes. Yes. Well, if any country on earth has painted themselves in a worse corner than we have, it's Israel.
And that's hubris.
Hubris. And just total disregard for anyone but themselves.
All right. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, congratulations on your columns. They always get attention, but they're really, really the hottest thing out there on the web right now. We appreciate you having us post them at InfoWars.com. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Thank you, Alex, and I appreciate you.
You bet. Take care. There goes Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, linked in his story, The Ecstasy of Empire, up on InfoWars.com, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the World, details why America is disintegrating. I want to go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to get involved on air with us is 800-259-9231. And speaking of Gerald Celente and Bob Chapman and many others, they predicted in the last 2 months when they artificially manipulated gold, the government did downward, that it would spike back up. In the last 2 weeks, it's raced back up to where it was, and Ted Anderson bought it during the drop and can now sell it to you when it's gone up at the old price. But he'll run out again, so take advantage of it now. I want to bring Ted Anderson on. Gold is king, folks. Gold is king in this fiat money depression, World War III society. Ted, give us today's Midas Resources radio specials where folks can buy gold at the lower market price than it currently is because you bought it when the gold was down. Now it's way up. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, I'm right here with you, Alex, and I'm just watching the market rise as we speak. We've seen 1,228 already today, and the economic crisis is just mounting. That federal debt and risk of financial crisis document that we have, that's from the CBO. The Congressional Budget Office, it's just terrifying. And right now we have the franc at 265, and yes, indeed, that was the price that I was offering that same coin for when we were at $1,180 an ounce. And I give you a full-year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter, which gives you the economic news that you need, too. I mean, you can't beat that offer. We also have the British sovereigns currently right now at 333.86. That's at a discounted price. Web prices have already gone up. The Walking Liberty halves. Silver's been real strong. I'm still holding those under $10 an ounce, or $10 a piece, and they're at 975.
And for those that don't know, gold has raced up, what is it, almost $50 in the last few weeks. It's at $1,225.30 right now.
Alex, we had our June, July doldrum, and the government took advantage of it and tried to suppress the prices. And now it's coming right back up, just like everybody said that it would. And it's not surprising to me a bit. And you know what? We're only in August. We're only in August. September, October, November are always.
It's always the big breakout. Let me give people the number to take advantage of those steal of the deals. You will not get a better deal on these specific radio deals. Tell them Alex Jones sent you, and it's those specials. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 800-259-2237. We've all got to move out of paper. At least hedge your bets, folks. 800-686-2237. The brokers are standing by. Ted, stand there. Stay there. I've got a few other quick questions for you on the other side of this break.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We are back live. Your calls coming up in the next 30 minutes after this quick break. Ted Anderson, We just had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on, breaking down all the real economic numbers. Total depression, total destruction, unless we reverse this. And we're trying to educate people. A lot of folks are waking up. And, you know, the fact that, again, people like the Drudge Report and Zero Hedge are picking up our stories shows that the awakening is accelerating. But regardless, people got to protect themselves. And I give the advice that I heed myself. Guns, gold, and God. You know, getting self-sufficient, getting healthy, being informed, getting into gold and silver. With all this happening in the economy, you bought the gold when it went down. As we said, the fall coming up, it's only going to go up. That's what the trends show. This dollar devaluation accelerating. People need to get into precious metals, and this is the deal. This is a great deal.
You know, Alex, I got to say that it is, and you're exactly right. I just don't know of any other solution to hedging your bet and ensuring your future financially. I mean, the United States dollar is going to be doomed, like Paul Craig Roberts said, when the federal government turns to the Federal Reserve System to finance its expenditures. They spend that money into the economy.
That's Argentina. That's Mexico. That's Nigeria. We know where this goes.
And China's trying to get away from the dollar right now. They're threatening that. And like I said, that CBO document, man, if people haven't seen that, they should call us right now just for that alone. I don't care if you buy gold and silver. You should see what the government has published, and this is the Congressional Budget Office, and their title to it is the Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises, and they make a parallel. They compare us to Argentina and Greece, right? In this whole, that's our government document coming out of our Congressional office.
Meanwhile, the media is telling us everything's wonderful. Ted, what about silver? List the coins that are massively discounted that you've got available so folks, when they call for the special, know what they're coming for.
Oh, absolutely. I really think that people should be taking advantage of that walking Liberty half at $9.75. The bags of junk silver right now are at a great buy. I'm just trying to think of all the different things. Those Lakota rounds, we have the silver rounds, the regular ones. I mean, there's a whole long list of different items, the bars of silver. I mean, we just came out of the summer, and you know what? I don't know, Alex, if we'll get the opportunity to buy gold again at that $1,180 an ounce, and that silver down there at that $15.50, $16
an ounce. And then pass those savings on, 800-686-2237. Out of all the deals I've seen, is the franc still the best, or is it the sovereign?
Well, the franc with the full-year subscription to the International Forecaster is going to be dollar-for-dollar the best value. If you're just buying them straight up, maybe the sovereign might be just pennies less than the franc, but still, I mean, if you're getting a full year subscription to that newsletter, I don't know how you can beat that, but the sovereigns and the francs are both a good buy. You know, the buffaloes, the eagles, I mean, you name it. I mean, everything is at a bargain right now because we just came out of the summer. And it always happens. I mean, gold and silver sees its softness. We've passed that time period now. Now we have September, October, November.
Yeah, let's remember that a month and a half ago, the private central banks, the IMF particularly, sold into the market as much gold as is produced and mined in a year, admittedly trying to drive down the price because gold competes with their fiat paper, and it didn't even knock a dent in it. Gold's right back where it was. Silver's racing back to where it was. So people can literally get in a time machine and go back to the price of gold 2-3 weeks ago, and buy it now with all those savings factored in. It's a win-win-win-win-win. 800-686-2237. We've also got some great deals at MidasResources.com, big links up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to those special pages, those radio special pages. If you want the best deal, or tell them Alex and Ted sent you, it's a radio special, and that you want those super deals. The regular prices are still great, but these radio deals that Ted does, what, you know, every few weeks, it's been about a month since he's been on with us and done a special like this. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for sponsoring this broadcast, and thank you for the great job you're doing.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
Again, that's Ted Anderson, Midas Resources, the owner of the Genesis Network. 30-plus years in the gold and silver business, and the place where I go to buy my gold and silver, those radio deals I certify from my research is the best you're going to find anywhere. 800-686-2237. But on that deal, buying one franc, getting the free subscription, I'd buy a bunch at that price. 800-686-2237. We'll be right back with your phone calls straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
50,000 unstoppable watts! Yeah! 100 as bee populations continue to decline. But don't worry, the humanoids living in North America aren't worried about that because fluoride mouth rinse program to restart in schools this year. Every week they'll have you mouthwash with that high-powered fluoride to make sure the brain damage is as devastating as possible. Because the teeth just get more rotten. 50-plus years of fluoridation in the water, the toothpaste, the food, and they only get more rotten. But the brain damage gets better and better, and the sterilization gets better and better. Our loving government, they are so nice to our children whose IQ points have dropped between 10 and 20 points, depending on what region. Not test scores. They're not lazy and dumb just through laziness. They're physically becoming retarded. You like that? It makes me sick. Let's go ahead and talk to Lewis in Florida. Lewis, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm all right, my friend. We're making headway against the globalist.
Hey, I just want to, I got a question about this recent bill, Senate Bill S-510.
Yes, that starts to ban people having their own gardens and selling their own food to each other. What, do you think this is a free country? You think you're allowed to sell food to your neighbor? You're a prisoner, and in a giant prison, prisoners aren't allowed to sell things to each other.
Right, and I emailed Senator Andrew Crenshaw about this issue.
And let me guess, they told you it didn't exist.
No, actually, he emailed me back and said it was, they passed it. It was H.R. 875 now.
In fact, I had that in my stack yesterday and today. I didn't cover it. Guys, will you print for me? It's mainstream and alternative media reporting on it. Bill bans selling food to each other. And it just more harassment written by the big agribusiness to shut down small farms and ranches. They're calling in major cities like Tulsa, Oklahoma, to make you get a license to have a garden because you might grow marijuana. Again, prisoners don't get to grow things in their backyard. That's what Al-Qaeda does. You've got to be dependent on, you don't collect rainwater. They're passing laws everywhere to do that. You are going to be bankrupt and worship the government. 90% of people were self-sufficient in the Great Depression. 7 million starved to death, according to university studies. Now 90%+ are urban or aren't self-sufficient, and the government's doing everything it can to make sure you can't be self-sufficient.
But how can they pass that without the people approval?
Well, now they're going to try to implement it. It's kind of like campaign finance reform said talk show host 6 weeks before an election couldn't talk about policies. We all just ignore it. They're a pack of criminals. I mean, how could they do anything they do, Lewis? I appreciate your call. They're a pack of complete scum. I mean, what did Congressman Stark say? He said, the federal government can do whatever it wants to you. You have no rights, and started giggling and laughing. It's enjoyable for him. He's your owner. He's a bucket of pus, and he's going to make you give him a big wet kiss. Let's talk to Mike in Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I had a couple of questions for you.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
How can the government keep changing the value of gold when they want to? And how can they keep spending trillions? Like, how much is really the gold in Fort Knox worth at this point?
Well, they won't. I mean, there hasn't been a accounting of that gold in more than 60 years. The word is there's very little gold there. There's just a display area. And the big central banks can create unlimited money to go in and short the paper gold market to try to manipulate the physical market. And there's some other ways they do it, but there's even been congressional hearings on that and Securities and Exchange Commission hearings on that. We've had guests on who've been part of those hearings. But overall, they're not able to manipulate it. It continues to go up.
What's happened to all this gold in the history of all the, you know, robberies of gold and all these hoards of gold from these different places? Where is it gone? Has it evaporated or?
No, the elites, the big central banks are the biggest owners of it. They hoard it. And they'll also do sales of the gold to each other, but won't really sell it. It's a paper sale. Then they'll switch it back later. They'll sell it for reduced price, you know, massive tonnage. And then a month later to drive gold down, they'll sell it back at reduced price. And then that's seen as the market as that it's devalued, but it's all smoke and mirrors.
All right, one last question. Why should the American people obey the laws of a joke government where their priority is on government dependency instead of self-dependency for the individual?
Well, I mean, the system wants us to be dependent, but what's your question?
Why should the people obey these laws when the government, like in those 12 states where you can't, you know, photograph police officers, but they hold you accountable for everything But they
they're going to videotape you and they're going to surveil you without warrants. But if you film your own house and they come, they then arrest you. And there's not even a law in those 12 states. They're misappropriating, they're misapplying a wiretapping law, and they know it. The government is rogue. It's criminal. And the police are just where the rubber meets the road. They're the extension of the tyranny. Most of them really aren't even bad people. A lot of them are waking up. But this is tyranny. I mean, how did Hitler do what he did? How did Stalin, Mao, Julius Caesar, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro? I mean, they just do it. Vlad the Impaler, they just do it. I appreciate your call. Good points, Mike. Jim in Oregon, you're on the air, sir.
Hello, Alex. Free men have an obligation to overcome other men that would enslave us. And it seems to me that the China trade is one of the biggest enslavements going on. They got these dormitory factories over there where basically the workers' whole life is controlled by the factory.
No, that's Associated Press. I mean, that's not your opinion. About half the population in the major cities are locked up at night, and they live in tiny cubicles and work on average 15 hours a day, and they have to put nets all around the factories because in some weeks hundreds commit suicide. And now they're talking about drugging them or giving them vaccines that will turn them into biological androids. And the media's like, don't worry, we're going to give the Chinese workers shots that where viruses help their brain, actually attacks it. And it's just, oh, we'll give you an injection, no more pain. And that doesn't freak yuppies out. Yuppies can't wait to march their 10-year-old in who's upset about life and inject them with a brain-damaging chemical. They love it. I mean, they just love death. They're begging for mass death. And so they're going to get total enslavement like the Chinese slaves. They want it. They need it. And they're going to get it. They need it. And they want it. And they're going to get it. I'm sorry.
American labor should not have to compete against slave labor or near slave labor. To me, that's a moral issue. I think that is the one issue, this China deal. You've spoken to it, written about it. It's the one issue that, frankly, a lot of Americans can relate to because we've been offshoring jobs, just like your guest has been talking about for a long time now. Jobs that would have been created in America are being created in China. China is systematically creating a predatory
trade. Jim, but they're coming out with shots that'll make you be happy and not be upset. Please don't be with Al-Qaeda, John. Please lobby the FDA to legalize these injections. This is the secret. We're going to love the state. We're going to love eugenics and forced abortion. Why are you such an extremist? Drink the fluoride. Drink the lithium. Eat the GMO. Give your children the injections. Watch them have convulsions. It's loving. It's loving. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you, Jim? I'm sorry for calling you John, but none of us will remember your name after we've had the love the government shot. I mean, they're actually proposing this.
Well, I'm a free man, and I reject that kind of domination.
Oh, Al-Qaeda talk.
No, free men that resist slavery talk.
No, it's totally normal to have the government media promoting injections that'll make you never get upset again with viruses that attack your brain. Everything's fine, Jim. I appreciate your call. That was an extremist, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear him raise his voice, becoming upset? If CPS heard him raise his voice, they may have to take his children. They now take your children for raising your voice. Oh, it's loving. Everything's fine. The water's good. NAFTA and GATT are good. Goldman Sachs is good. Obama's good. Everything's good. Oh, let's talk to Robert and see if he's an Al-Qaeda operative. Robert in West Virginia, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I guess I would be an Al-Qaeda, if that's the terminology.
Yeah, you don't want to take in a vaccine that brain damages you, you're Al-Qaeda. Go ahead, Al-Qaeda.
I want to introduce a new terminology into the political lingo. I know that a majority of the info war is about semantics. And what I like to do is I'd like to stop the doublethink.
You're getting fancy with words now. That's Al-Qaeda.
I'd like to stop the doublethink of using the term illegal immigration. That's a doublethink term. I want to rename it, and everybody to rename it, Mex-offender. They're a Mex-offender. Since the majority of the illegals are Mexican, they're mex-offenders. When people hear mex-offender, it reminds them of sex-offender, and they become disgusted. They need to use that term.
Well, my issue is Mexico is a failed state, and I want them to have a free society and not use the United States as a steam valve. And then the big foundations, Bill and Melinda Gates on record, Ford Foundation, billions of dollars in bringing in a foreign group and not inducting them into freedom, but inducting them into globalism. That's what's dangerous. But that is an interesting point. About 80% of the illegals are from Mexico, and they've lost wars with the U.S. They're taught that the U.S. is evil. They're taught that it's part of a La Reconquista. We don't have these issues with other Latin American immigrants, though the foundations are trying to hype them up against the United States. When you go to these rallies with illegal aliens waving the Mexican flags and chanting, you know, we're taking over, it's the Mexicans. The problem is there's, from my study, no more patriotic, hardworking, intelligent group than Mexicans who will tell you, I'm an American, okay? And so it's just a very sad situation. They want us all at each other's throats. But that's an interesting point of semantics you raise, Robert. You're thinking too much, Robert. You need to just take your vaccine. Take this new shot they're coming out with, and everything's going to be fine. If you want to learn more about it, on a serious note, Google brain-eating vaccines, Alex Jones. You can watch the 10-minute analysis I did. It's a key video. Let's talk to Jim in Washington. Jim, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I must be a pretty big Al-Qaeda operative because I'm the editor who put together the Resist DC video for Matt Shea that you were so kind to put up on your site with his article. I just wanted to say thank you very much and to everybody else.
Well, you didn't dial a telephone. That's a high IQ is a sign of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, I can count too. You know, maybe if I could open a book, I might be able to read.
You knew how to edit a video. You're Al-Qaeda.
Ooh, big dangerous Al-Qaeda. Ooh.
Yeah, you're white Al-Qaeda. Go ahead.
Well, anyways, I just want to tell you that, you know, we really appreciate the help. This is the kind of thing that everybody needs to get out and do to go and help your local politician that's constitutional and will fight for the Constitution and everybody's rights. I just want to relay a little quick story about Matt. I was emailing him because our local propaganda machine just informed us that the local Spokane International Airport was going to have the naked body scanners in them. And my sister and her fiancé were about to go through, and I had to call them and tell them, don't go through the naked body scanners. And so I relayed that story to Matt, and he said, yeah, I just got shaken down by TSA myself. I had to go get patted down because I refused to go through, and as soon as I was done, I placed a call to go get a piece of legislation in to ban those scanners in Washington State.
Well, good job, because they lied. They admittedly know it's bathing in radiation, and they lied. They are saving the images. They are a pack of criminal scum who cannot be held accountable because they've seized the government. They are the bad guys. We are the good guys under the Republic. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you?
No, I probably am.
Hand your guns in to prove you love the government.
Yeah, I love them a lot. Yeah, here, I'm in Florida, and like I said, you know, I got two kids I worry about. And you know,
wait a minute, you heard the CPS worker having multiple children is a sign to have your children taken. You are Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, let him try. You know, anyway.
Oh, Al-Qaeda, he says he'll resist the government. Al-Qaeda. Yeah. I'm no, so. Go ahead.
I would rather die a free man. I get overworked on this.
No, that's anyway, you learn to suck their boots.
Yeah, there's no way. Anyway, like I was saying, you know,
George Washington said the Declaration of Independence says naked body scanners and licking government boots and having the government take your children without due process and having poison put in the water to give us brain cancer and to be sterilized is freedom. And if you're against that and your child dying of cancer, you are against George Washington.
And then I've gotten some people to woke up. I got my mother finally to woke up. I got my friends telling their parents, and they're going on websites, and they're proving.
Oh,
and then they're
evil.
Like, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'm like, you got to tell people. You got to fight. I mean, our country's at risk. These presidents, I mean, they're
get
all
in the government's
off.
Face, put up flyers, say no, let the other sheep know, shake them out of their deep sleep.
I mean, they need to buy books. There's books out there. There's this guy, I don't want to, you know,
You know, there's this book, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy. I read it. It tells you everything, the history of all the evilness, the Nazism that they have in our country, the poisons they're putting in our medicines and everything. I mean,
good job. I appreciate your call, Chris. Let's move on. Let's talk to another evil person who questions his loving government. We'd have Milk and Honey if George in Connecticut would just submit and lick boots. Go ahead, George in Connecticut.
Well, I haven't licked boots in a little while. It doesn't taste that good.
That's Al-Qaeda.
Definitely. I was checking out another show, and Jane Burgomaster was calling in. I don't know if you remember her from the...
Yeah, no, we've been linking her videos. They're talking about criminally charging her for exposing Baxter, adding weaponized bird flu to some shots that... I mean, that came out in the news.
Yeah, and she was on the show, and she was really upset because they're coming at her from two different ends. They're literally trying to declare her crazy because she dared to question the Big Brother.
See, there you go. I mean, she was a writer for a major publication in medical news and exposed it, and it was admitted, and I've seen it in the news that they're talking about arresting her. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. People have got to support her. That's why we've been linking to her videos and trying to stand up for her. I appreciate your call. We're going to get on the honeybee news. And look, where is my honeybee news? If you're not for the honeybees dying, you're with Al-Qaeda. I mean, this shows our country's healthy, that almost all the honeybees are dead or dying. It's, this is health. This, the government is caring. They love you. Everything, Goldman Sachs cares. Come on.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes. All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Article, Natural News. Scientists stunned as bee populations continue to decline Scientists remain stymied as honeybees in the United States and across the world continue to die in large numbers. We had German studies 4 years ago. It's BT corn. They eat it and they die. There are a lot of beekeepers who are in trouble, said David Mendez, president of the American Beekeeping Federation. Under normal conditions, you have 10% winter losses. This year, there were 30, 40, or 50% losses. For many years, beekeepers have been plagued by colony collapse disorder, which formerly healthy bees abruptly vanished from their hives. The number of beehives in the United States dropped 32% in 2007, another 36% in 2008, and 29% in 2009. And the aggregate, it's very close to total collapse. Continuing here, this is out of Cleveland newspaper. Fluoride mouth rinse program to restart at schools this year. Fluoride mouth rinse programs aim to prevent tooth decay in communities where water is not sufficiently fluoridated. There's not enough fluoride. The Ohio Department of Health school-based fluoride mouth rinse program will reinstate for the upcoming school year. So they're going to cut food stamps, but they got money for that fluoride because they care, folks. The health department suspended the program last year after state representatives passed a bill that required any prescription medications given to students in school to be administered by health professionals. Governor Ted Strickland signed legislation in May that made the exemption for fluoride mouth rinse. And here's another one. Guess where your fluoride comes from? China. And we've talked a lot about this. The majority, some numbers are above 90% of fluoride coming into the U.S. are from China with other poisons added. And there's been newscasts covering this, but that's like saying, you know, the bullets we're shooting you in the head with are coming from China, not from America. There's other poisons in there, not just the regular poison. I'm almost out of time, but let's go to Aaron in Oklahoma. Aaron, you're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. This is Aaron. I don't have anything to talk about for the bees or anything, but I wanted to talk to you about specifically HJR 192 and discharging debt. I made the mistake of going to school at ITT Tech, of all places, and I have student loans I owe to Sallie Mae, and I'm wondering if you've heard of anyone actually been able to get away with discharging this debt using the Uniform Commercial Code, specifically HJR 192.
You know, that's a very complex issue, and I'm not going to give financial advice on it. There's some reality to all that, but mainly it's patriot mythology and stuff that people make up. Now, there's a lot of contract fraud in mortgages and things that companies do that's unlawful, and so there is some success fighting it there. But as for magically just doing something and it all goes away, that's a good way to get in deep trouble. I appreciate your call from my experience, but you figure it out for yourself. Let's talk to Rick in Michigan. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just had a quick question about the 2012 elections, if you feel Rand and Ron Paul would run and win it, and if the elites are going to engineer a third party.
That'd be crazy if you had a father-son ticket, Ron Paul president, Rand Paul vice president. But Ron Paul's going to run unless he has health problems, and he's in pretty good shape. I mean, he hadn't told me that, but he's, you know, he's going to run. Just watch. And I'll support that because bottom line, he'll be able to educate tens of millions from those debates and that bully pulpit he's going to have. But at the same time, I'd like to focus on the states and counties and cities where we can really take things back under the 9th and 10th Amendment. That's the main remedy for peaceful resistance to an out-of-control federal government. And so that's where people need to have their focus, not have 60% turnouts for federal elections and then 8% national average for local. How about 60% local and 60% or even higher national?
Right, right. And last year on September 12th when the FCC was covering, over 2 million people that was marching at the Capitol?
Yes.
And, I mean, it's about to be September 12th again, and hopefully, we'll have a better turnout this year.
Resistance is victory. Resistance is victory. We're out of time for this hour. You can always listen to the retransmission, InfoWars.com. Great job to the crew. Two powerful guests coming up. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.